Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
If you're returning from a holiday vacation in a state that is a coronavirus hotspot, keep in mind Chicago's new quarantine order took effect this morning. The order applies to Chicago only, not the rest of the state. Details this morning from WBBM's Nancy Hardy.
Under the order, people coming into Chicago from 15 states that have seen spikes in COVID cases, including Florida, Texas, and California, should quarantine for 2 weeks. Violators could face fines of up to $7,000, though it's not clear how the city is enforcing the mandate. Public Health Commissioner Dr. Allison Arwady announced the travel advisory last week.
We do not have a plan to, for example, look for out-of-state license plates and pull people over. We do not have a plan to create a list of individuals who are traveling and try to track them down.
The order covers Chicago residents and visitors alike and has exceptions for people doing essential travel, such as government or military work, medical care, or shared parental custody, and those who don't stay in a hotspot for more than 24 hours. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 FM.